Hello?
Oh, hi, Justin, please.
This is his wife.
Oh, hi, this is Tina from Local Splash. We're having trouble processing this month's payment of $29 for the website hosting. So they were going to cancel the site today, Wade's Remodeling and Home Repair.com.
Yeah, we had a new website built a long time ago. We've just been keeping that one because I don't know why. I can't remember why we decided to keep it, but I got a new debit card.
Okay.
I don't know that we need to keep paying for it. We don't need two websites.
I'm surprised because if you Google your business, you can't see another site. The only site that is kind of attached to everything is the one that we built. So I don't know what other site there is. I mean, it's kind of like...
Well, I do, and there is another one. I know.
What's the other one? Do you know? What's the web address?
Yeah, it's wrhrga.com. We had it built. We had it made.
wrhrga.com?
Mm-hmm.
Let me look. Oh, that's cute. I like the pink background. That's cute. So let's just...
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So, well, if you want to settle the past due balance, you're catching it in time before, you know, it starts getting, you know, into a bigger problem. But the only thing I worry about is that...
Like, what do you mean?
Because in the terms and conditions that Justin acknowledged with his e-signature, he agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 20th. And in order to prevent that charge, he has to call us within 3 business days of that date. So right now, it's just the January 29th payment that's past due for $29. But on February 20th, it turns to $58, and it continues to reoccur until this settles. So if you wanted to cancel it, the good news is you're catching it in time where we could just do the 29 and cancel it right after. But again,
yeah, that's fine.
You want to do that? Okay, so let me go in here. And my only question, you must be Mandy, huh? Because it says Mandy Wade is billing. Okay, got it.
Yes.
Is it still the Chesterfield Court for the billing address?
No, we moved.
Okay, so what's the new billing address?
It's 424.
Mm-hmm.
Providence Walk Street.
Okay.
And it is Canton 30114.
30114. Okay. And that's for Canton. And then go ahead with the card number when you're ready.
I don't actually have it on me. I'm upstairs and I don't have my purse. Will you run down there and get my purse, baby? Please. Here, I'll take him.
Oh, you have a little one?
No, it's my daughter, yeah. I'm trying to get her to go down, so she's 9. She's holding my bearded dragon.
Yeah, because when you said, I'll take him, I thought he was a little one. But I guess he is if he's a bearded dragon.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
He is.
We have a place down the street from here. It's called the Reptile Zoo, and it grew up, it blew up on TikTok, so it's viral now. But they have, like, bearded dragons and snakes and all kinds of reptiles. And yeah, and it's kind of the coolest place.
Cool.
Sometimes I take the kids over there just to kind of, like, you know, you can buy, like, the crickets or the food and go feed them. And, yeah, it's neat.
Oh,
but,
really? That's cool.
Yeah. And they also have, like, where you could, like, hire them if you have, like, a birthday party coming up, they'll come out.
There's a place outside of Atlanta that does that kind of stuff, too.
Oh,
where do you live?
Neat. We're in Orange County, California, so that place is in a little city called Fountain Valley. That's where our corporate office is. So, yeah, it's right down the street from us. So. Yeah.
Did y'all get affected by the wildfires at all? No.
We're about 45 minutes away, so it was really sad to see, you know, what happened, you know, up there in L.A. and Malibu. But, it didn't get close to us, but the fact that even that could even happen is horrible, you know?
Yeah.
So, My daughter's best friend just graduated last April from Pepperdine University. So we had just gone up there and, you know, drove on the coast and saw all those beautiful homes and went to Duke's Malibu and, you know, had a couple of drinks and hors d'oeuvres for her celebration. And to think that all of that got wiped out, it's just eerie. It's just terrible.
It is terrible. It's surreal, I'm sure.
So sad. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But hopefully it gets rebuilt, you know, sooner rather than later, because I can't imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, those people have to like pay for somewhere
to
live in the meantime. And then if they had mortgages, probably have to keep up on the mortgages in the meantime, even though there's no house there, just to keep the property.
Do they really? They still have to pay the mortgage?
Yes, because if not, then they lose the deed to the land, you know? So it's just, I don't know how they're doing it. It's so sad. Yeah. So that's why I'm like,
I've heard that it's very hard to get like property insurance out there because of the wildfires, that a lot of insurance companies have pulled out of California. Is that true?
That's true. You know, that happened to me I'm in my third year now, about 3 years ago. I've had Mercury insurance for probably over 20 years, and out of the blue, they sent me a letter and they said, in order to renew your policy, you have to send us a letter from a licensed contractor that you redid everything, your electrical, your plumbing, you redid everything in order for us to renew. And I'm like, that's weird. I haven't had any claims. Like, why did they do that?
Yeah.
But I did, like within like 5 years prior, I did redo everything. So I called my contractor and I said, hey, can you letter that you redid everything so I can send it to Mercury? And I went and took pictures of it. I sent the pictures of all new plumbing, the new roofing, everything. And then he said, oh, you know what, Tina, I'm so sorry, because it was during COVID, my insurance lapsed, so I wasn't licensed at the time. But I can vouch that it was all done, but I just wasn't licensed at the time. So I sent them everything they needed other than the fact that he was licensed at the time. So they dropped me, and then I I called around AAA and Nationwide and everywhere, and I couldn't get a policy. So finally I found some like Mickey Mouse company I never heard of, like Heritage or something like that. And they picked me up for like triple the price. And so I took them for a year, and then some guy called me, and he sounded like he was half sleeping, like I woke him up or something. And he called and he said, I'm coming out tomorrow and I'm going to do a home inspection. And I said, look, I'm sorry, I have the flu right now. Can we reschedule? I got to check with my boss. Click. And he hung up on me. And then I got a letter like 3 months later, we're canceling your policy because you never did the home inspection. And I'm like, that wasn't
my
fault.
Are you serious?
I politely asked him if he could reschedule because I had the flu.
That is crazy.
Yeah, so he canceled me, and then I found a broker that he found some company from like out of state. They're like, well, we're not really licensed in California, but we'll pick up. So I have no idea, like, this policy I have now, what they even cover, but...
Oh my gosh, that is such an, like, I feel like insurance is like the biggest racket anyway. Like
it's
you would not
scary.
Believe what we get hit with at the end of, well, our fiscal year, I guess, like when our insurance policy renews for our general liability for our business.
We pay
like $300 a month for the policy, but then at the end of the year they audited us last year and charged us another $5,500, and they were like demanding the money like right then. The work comp policy that we had, they wanted like $12,000 a month.
Oh my god.
$12,000 a month. And I was like, that's insane. We can't afford that. We don't even have employees. We just have subcontractors that we use. So it's not like we are trying to insure a huge, you know, like payroll or anything. I just think
yeah.
I hate insurance.
You know what's horrible, though? It takes a couple of bad apples to go in and make those workman's comp claims and try to screw their company. And then everybody gets hurt by it. You know what I mean? It's terrible.
Yeah, and people sue left and right these days. I mean, over anything. And I think
over
that
anything.
I've heard that Georgia, which is where we are, is like third in the nation, worst for lawsuits. So our insurance rates are just like sky high, like car insurance, everything. I mean, and insurance is necessary. You have to have it because when you do need it, God forbid, it, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I can't imagine losing my house and not having insurance. That would just be horrible.
Right. Yeah. I know. That's why, because, like, you know, a part of me when I was going through my, like, dilemma with the policies and I, like, was, like, getting down to the wire where maybe it would have lapsed a week or two, part of me, I was like, forget it. I should just not even worry about it. And I was just, like, had your thought, like, but what if something happens? I have to have it, you know? So I just pounded the phones and pounded the internet and did everything I could to find a policy. So luckily I never had a lapse, but my whole thing is to just keep my policy going, even if it's with these Mickey Mouse companies, so that hopefully the industry starts changing and next year I can get back with like a better company, because right now the industry is scary, you know?
it's
very
horrible.
Scary.
Yeah. We had a lady in our old neighborhood that, the one that we just moved from, she was a single mom with two girls, and her house caught on fire and burnt totally to the ground, and she was renting and did not have any insurance either, and so she lost everything.
Oh, that's
horrible.
So sad.
That's so sad.
Yeah, I know. You work so hard your whole life, and then, you know, to lose it, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, are you ready for this card number?
I'm ready. Go ahead, Mandy. I'm ready.
Sorry to talk so much.
It's okay. I enjoy talking to you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. It's 4036.
Okay.
2304.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm talking to you on my watch. I don't know if you can hear me that great.
I can. No, you're good.
Okay. 0603.
Okay.
3855.
3855. Okay, expiration?
Is 0129.
And the code?
592.
Okay, so let me get your
authorization. I was going to say, just leave it still, because there is a reason why, and I want to say it was you that we talked to. I'm sorry, I'm just looking at the cleaner's claims here. I want to say that it was you that we talked to last time we went through this maybe, and you explained something, or whoever I was talking to, explained something to me, and there was a reason why my husband wanted to keep the Local Splash website too, but I can't remember what it was. So let me talk to him before I cancel it.
Okay, what I'll do then to help you guys out in the meantime, because the 20th is right around the corner, and I don't ever like it, even though it's only $29 for you to pay today and then pay again on the 20th. So what I'll do at least is to push that next billing out 30 days. So you're paid in full until March 14th. So if you guys do decide to take this site down, as long as you call me before March 14th, you'll be able to do so without having further charges. But hopefully, you know, he'll be able to remember, you know, why it is that you wanted to keep it. And, you know, hopefully you'll want to continue with it. Okay.
Yeah. He remembers everything. I know. I don't know how he does, but he remembers everything. So I will ask him. There was definitely a reason. I'm not sure what it was. But
I'm thinking what it is, there's 156 leads on the dashboard, and it's coming through the call tracking number that we have on the site. So I'm thinking that maybe that's what it is. Maybe he doesn't want to lose that.
Well, but, you know, honestly, out of all those calls, maybe 5 of them are actual customers. A lot of it is spam.
Oh,
really? We did have a lady call last week, though, from, and it's a small job, but it's a fireplace thing. I think she was wanting to redo her fireplace, but we have gotten, that's probably honestly the only actual lead that we've signed a contract on from the website that I can think of in a while. Like most of that is spam, but.
Oh, I see.
It's still, there was some reason. I just can't remember what it was.
Yeah.
But I'll talk to him and figure it out. And I will
figure it out.
My phone.
Please.
Yeah, and I'll put a thing in my phone to call before the 14th if we do want to cancel it.
Yeah, at least it's easy to remember because today's Valentine's Day, so you'll know 30 days out, I got to remember to call Local Splash, okay?
Yes, I appreciate you doing that. Thank you.
Of course, no problem, and have a nice weekend coming up, too.
You too. Thank you so much.
Of course. You as well. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.